This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
AI chatbots have emerged as a potential solution to address the growing demand for mental health support among teens and young adults who may face barriers in accessing traditional therapy services. These chatbots use natural language processing and machine learning algorithms to simulate human conversations while offering mental health resources and guidance. However, their efficiency and potential risks are subjects of ongoing debate and concerns among experts. One major issue is the lack of regulatory oversight, as the FDA has not approved any leading chatbot companies for treating depression or other mental health disorders. Some critics argue that chatbots cannot fully replicate traditional therapy and may replace proven therapies for serious mental health issues. While many healthcare organizations have adopted these AI tools to address the shortage of mental health professionals, there is limited data on their long-term effects and overall impact on mental health. Despite these concerns, several chatbot companies are gaining traction in the market. The National Health Service in the UK provides Wisay for stress, anxiety, and depression among adults and teens, while various U.S. insurers, universities, and hospital chains offer similar programs. Wobot, founded by a Stanford-trained psychologist, offers apps for adolescents, adults, individuals with substance use disorders, and women experiencing postpartum depression, although none of its apps have been approved by the FDA. A recent review found that AI chatbots can significantly reduce symptoms of depression and distress in the short term. However, experts agree that these chatbots should not replace traditional therapy or medical care for more severe mental health conditions. As the field is still in its early stages, further research is required to determine the effectiveness and potential risk of these tools in addressing mental health needs.